We are up to Simen Ayin in Hilchas Krishna. We will be doing the first three Si'ifim. Sif Aleph, Noshim Va'avodim Pturim Mikriyashma, Mipneshi Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gram. The Mechaber says that women and servants are potter from Krishna, Eved meaning an Eved Kanani. Why is that? Mipneshi Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gram, it's a time-bound mitzvah. The halach is that women are potter, women and avodim are potter from time-bound mitzvahs. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says, it is nevertheless proper to teach them to be makabel malchus shemayim, although they're potter from the mitzvah of kriyishma per se. And the Ramah adds to that hagav v'yikru l'fachas pasuk rishon, then you should at least read the first pasuk. There's a machlokas achronim if the machaber meant that too, or did the machaber mean that they should read the entire first parasha. Eich shehiyah, no matter what, we follow the Ramah who says that they should just say the first pasuk. Now, as far as women being potter, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says they are potter even mid Rabbanon. Not only is there mitzvah seishas man grama, but the Rabbanon were not machai of them either. Birkas Krishma, they are also potter from. But here we have the inyan of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, where the Achronim talk about whether or not women have a mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the bracha after Krishma, the bracha of MSV Yatziv mentions it. Do they have that mitzvah or not? So, first of all, the question is the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim nogea only by day or also by night? We paskin that this mitzvah is a mitzvah by night as well, but there's a machlokas, and that's from the Raisa Midrabana. If the mitzvah is only by day, then it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama. Furthermore, even if you hold that the mitzvah is at night, it may be that these are two independent mitzvahs, one mitzvah by day and one mitzvah by night. So it's still a mitzvah seh shazman grama. So there are many who say that it is a mitzvah seh shazman grama, and women do not have to say MSV Yatziv either. They're allowed to, but they would not have to. With regard to tefillah itself, this is not really the place to go into it in detail, but there's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam sheet is that women are not chayiv in the nusach ha-tefillah. When the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made the nusach of Shemoneh Esrei, it was not for women. The Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion of the Ramban that they are chayiv. The Mechaber and seemingly the Ramah would seem to hold like the Rambam that women are not chayiv in the nusach of Shemoneh Esrei altogether. The Mishnah Berurah nevertheless is machmer for the sheet of the Ramban that women should at least daven shachris and mincha. Now, based on that, women are chayiv in tefillah. Therefore, the right thing to do would be for them to say Psuka de Zimra, because that's part of tefillah, as well as the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv to be Somach Gula L'Tefillah. So if you're going to hold that either remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah seh shazman grama, and women are chayiv, or you're going to hold that women are chayiv in tefillah, in either case, the right thing for them to do is to say Baruch Sha'omar, Psuke de Zimra, including Yishtabach. Then a woman can skip all the way to Emes V'Yatziv and then say Shemoneh Esrei. This way she was Masmich Gula L'Tfilah. She is allowed to say Krishma and the Brachas according to the Mishnah Berurah. Birkas HaShachar, there too there's a machlokas if they have a zman, if it's a mitzvah seh shazman grama or not. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out that as far as the Birkas HaShachar go, a woman could say Birkas HaShachar anyway, but it's really a machlokas if they're chayiv in the first place. So it's a good thing for them to do, but as far as being machayiv them, it really is a machlokas. Now we go further. Siv Beis, Ktanim Pturim L'Rabbeinu Tam Kishelo Higiyo L'Chinuch Olarashi Afilu Higiyo L'Chinuch. What is that? The Mishnah says that Ketanim are potter from Kriyashma. Rashi understands that that's even if they're Higiyah L'Chinuch. According to Rashi, there's no mitzvah chinuch on Kriyashma altogether. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, there is a mitzvah chinuch on Kriyashma, but only when the child is Higiyah L'Chinuch, which is about 6 or 7, the Mishnah Berurah says. How do we paskin? So according to the way the Mechaber sets it up, he first mentions the Rabbeinu Tam, then mentions Rashi, and he says, "Rashi afilu gil l'chinuch mipnei she'eno motzu yetzlo bezman krishma be'erev v'yoshnu baboker." it is not common for the child to be up when the father davens in the morning and for him to be around when the father davens at night. So according to Rashi or Patri, even if it's Igiyah L'chinuch, V'ro'ui Linhog K'Rabbeinu Tam. The right thing to do is to be Nog Rabbeinu Tam. The Mashmaos is that it's only Ro'ui, which means the Ikar Adin is like Rashi, that even Igiyah L'chinuch, the child is Patr. However, one should be knowing like Rabbeinu Tam anyway. Now, this is independent of the fact that as soon as a child is old enough to speak, once he knows how to speak, the father is supposed to teach him Shema, the first pasuk of Shema, Shema Yisrael. It says, Yodei Ladaber, Aviv Melamdo Lashon Kodesh. You have to teach him Lashon Kodesh. What is that? It says, Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, and Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So teaching him the first pasuk is a chiyuv anyway. But in terms of him saying Kriya Shema regularly and keeping to the Zmanim and the Brachas, according to Rabbeinu Tam, until he's Igiyah L'chinuch, you don't have to, until 6 or 7. According to Rashi, even after Igiyah L'chinuch, you don't have to. The Nachon, the right thing is to teach him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that means you should get him to say Kriya Shema before Sol Zman Kriya Shema, and you should get him to say Kriya Shema with Birkos Kriya Shema, when he is 6 or 7 already. A child, Nachon, the right thing is that a child should already be saying Kriya Shema with the Brachas and be Makbid on Zman Kriya Shema. The Bach Shita is that even according to Rashi, a year before Bar Mitzvah, 12-year-old, should be saying Kriya Shema with the Brachas. Even though Rashi holds that there's no Chiyuv of Chinuch before Bar Mitzvah, the Bach says that he is Chayiv a year before. Sif Gimel. Hakonis is a Besula, Potter mi Kriya Shema Gimel Yomim im Lo'asa Maisa, Mipnei Shu Torid Tirdas Mitzvah. In the case of someone who is marrying a basula, so for the first 3 days, in lo asa maisa, the halacha is that we assume that he is torud, he is worried, and therefore he is considered a torud b'dvar mitzvah, and he is potter from kriya shema as osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Now the halacha is that if it is not possible to do another mitzvah when you're osik in the first one, you don't have to do that. Since he is Torud, and it is not possible for him to really be Mechavim for Kriya Shema, he is Potter from Kriya Shema as an Osik B'mitzvah. If this weren't a mitzvah, if a person has any other worry, the halachi is, since he is Chayiv in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, he is Chayiv to stop worrying and say Kriya Shema. Not so when it's a tier to the mitzvah, the halachi is that he is Potter. Says the Mechaber, V'hani mili bizmano rishon, and that was only in those days. Since today people don't really have proper kavana anyway, gam hakonis is a besula kore. Even a konis is a besula will say shema because we say that he can have the kind of kavana that everybody else has anyway. Now, as far as whether or not he's allowed to, he's allowed to not say Kriya Shema, the halacha was that in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Mishnah, if somebody felt that he could have Kavana, there was a chash that if he would say, it's Mechsi Kiyura. It shows as if he's telling everyone, you know, I'm better than you, I can have Kavana. Today, it's the other way around. Today, if someone doesn't say Kriya Shema, then it's Mechsi Kiyura, it's as if he is declaring, you know, I normally do have Kavana. The reason I'm not saying it is because today I cannot have the Kavana that's necessary. Today, not saying Shema would be Mechsi Kiyura. Hagah va'ayin lekamon simin tzadik tesim shikur yikur krishma. The halacha is that if someone is so drunk that he could not speak in front of a king, he should not say Shema and Shmoneh Esrei.